Item one is a rezoning at 696 St. Anne's Road under file DAZ-242 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will be heard at the same time, namely, item two, which is a variance at 696 St. Anne's Road under file DAV-179066 of 2012D. So,
thank you, Madam Clerk.
We also received a letter from Thompson Dorfman on behalf of Alexander McKenzie, who is here at the public hearing, requesting to reopen public representation as they believe they have additional information.
Do you want to take over the chair?
I can take over the chair. I think for the purposes of what we've done to date, we're not going to reopen the public hearing. That would require us going back out and posting the site. You know, if there is additional information, I don't know how to deal with that. And I'm sure it's an argument that lawyers can have in arenas other than this. But for our purposes, I think we've satisfied the rules, and we'll proceed with what we've done to date and moving forward.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We've had a public hearing. We've had a very lengthy public hearing at our last session, so I'm prepared to move forward.
Yeah, just so that the members of the gallery understand what's happened here is we've heard the public representation on this. We closed the public representation to get some clarity on language as to the motion the councillor wanted to make. And I believe the councillor has that clarity now and is able to move a motion on both the item one, which is the rezoning, and item two, which is the variance.
Yes. Now, I'm going to, before I make the motion, ask the public service to clarify, because we did have a long hearing. There were a number of issues raised that pertain to the zoning and the variance. So I'm going to ask Rob Kostick from the City Planning Department if he can take us through what the changes, what the limitations are that are being recommended.
In addition to the original condition that we had for a restriction on hours and the days of the week for operation for the two uses that were listed, which was the repair service or a contractor's establishment, we've also added additional conditions to the zoning agreement to further restrict the property. The additional restrictions include as follows. A restriction on the height for any building. It can't be any greater than 35 feet on the site, which makes that the same height that's permitted in all single-family zones. It's basically the most restrictive height in our bylaw. That the use of outdoor speakers or outdoor intercom systems are prohibited in association with a commercial use. The hours of operation for loading activities or garbage collection will be limited between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Signage, we put some restriction on signage that's sometimes distracting to neighboring properties, that flashing and inflatable signs and ones that can make noise or have kind of visual impact, they were restricted. And then we put the condition for plan approval to within the zoning agreement to not only come to the director of planning as originally proposed in association with the variance. We've put this in the zoning agreement, which means that this will be caveated to the title of the property, and it will also have to come back to this committee for final approval. It's not just to the director, it's to this committee. Stuff that, items that we didn't include, and we describe why, that were raised at this hearing last month, had to do with lighting. The zoning bylaw already deals with lighting and having fully shielded lights on the property that don't go beyond the property line. The development has to comply. Outside storage was mentioned as an issue. Outside storage isn't permitted in the C2 zone. Also reinforcing the fact that we have a plan approval on here, the development has to be consistent with the plan submitted. And also there's one that it wasn't directly raised at the hearing the last time, but just to note that the zoning bylaw also regulates repair service uses as follows. All work on or related to vehicles and equipment must be conducted within an enclosed building meeting the requirements of the zoning bylaw. And another condition of it, of a repair and service use, is that any overhead service doors visible from an adjacent lot or site containing a residential use must remain closed when not being used for entry or exit of vehicles. So it contains the where work on vehicles will be located. So those weren't included as added restrictions because they already need to comply. So, and that's what we've made and have brought up as changes to address the concerns raised at the previous hearing. The only change that I'll point out on the variance is that at one point we had on the previous hearing and in our report at the previous hearing, we had four conditions. One of the conditions was regarding plan approval. Since we're putting the plan approval clause into the zoning aspect in the zoning agreement, we took it out of the variance. So that's the only change to highlight on the variance portion.
Thank you.
I'm ready to move.
You're ready to move.
All right. I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
I'll move that the following supporting reasons be provided. We talked about some of this last time. There was no desire by the committee to put this business out of business, which would have been the effect of denying them the rezoning. It was also recognized there had been some long-standing variances in place there, so choice was made to go with this rezoning. However, we certainly listened to the community. There were a number of people from Turnham, from Compark, from St. Anne's Road, who appeared before us and raised some concerns. I think those have been addressed to the best of our ability in Mr. Kostiak's report. In terms of the height restrictions, the outdoor, the loudspeaker restrictions, hours limiting in terms of loading, the signage restrictions, and the plan, the actual site plan, the landscaping details does come back to us. So the issues around the fencing, the swale at the back, those sorts of concerns are all going to be dealt with as part of that plan approval. We aren't simply leaving it out there blindly. So we have listened to the community in terms of those concerns and in terms of the height, the noise. As Rob has indicated, the lighting restrictions are already in place in the zoning bylaw, so we need to make sure this business is conforming with the lighting issues and with the doors being closed when work is being done on the cars. So we've, I think, tried to come up with a solution here that allow the business to keep in business but also addresses the concerns raised by the people on Turnham, on Compark, on St. Anne's Road. So those are my supporting reasons.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
And I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Aye. Carried. On the variance, Councillor.
I don't think we need to, I think, Rob, you've spoken to the
You just need to move that the recommendation of the public service.
I'm trying to find it. All right. I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All those in favor, contrary, okay. Carried.
I'll move that the criteria A to D of subsection 247.3 of the City of Winnipeg Charter, as set out below, are satisfied.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
And I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried. That concludes items 1 and 2. I'll give you back the chair.
Thank you. Number 3 is in my ward. I don't think anyone's here on it anymore. Do you need to read anything?
You can read. Or I can read again.
Please
note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. Please note that the committee's decision with respect to this variance application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued, which will be mailed to all persons registered. Item 3 is a zoning agreement amendment at 159 St. Anne's Road under file ZAA 12 of 2012.
Do we have anybody here on it?
Yes.
I'm going to keep the chair here for this because it's in Councillor May's ward.
I have to say ZAA, though.
That's right. Oh.
ZAA, that's correct. Okay, we've got a number of people here in support of the application. I don't see anybody listed in opposition. If the applicant wishes to come down and just give us a bit of information as to what you're asking for and why you're asking for it.
Is there nobody in opposition?
Nobody registered in opposition. We'll have to go through that because there's a number of people here. Just state your name and address for the record, please.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Sam Sarbat. I'm a lawyer representing the applicant, and I'm at 1308-220 Portage Avenue with the law firm of McJanet Rich. I'm here on behalf of my clients, as I said, Christina Potrica and her husband, Gavin Mills, whose company are buying this property at 159 St. Anne's Road. When I've completed my presentation, Christina Potrica will provide some additional comments, and her architect, Vern Reimer, is also here, and he can add some additional relevant information.
Maybe I can help you out here a bit, Sam. We don't appear to have anybody here in opposition to the application. We usually, when that's the case, we're going to go through. You'll get a chance to come back up and rebuttal in case there is anybody here. The one thing we like to elicit out of you is if you've read the report.
Yes.
And you understand and you're good with all the conditions in the report?
We find them acceptable, sure.
Okay. What I would suggest is rather than going through a whole presentation, that we'll call the rest of the people whose names are here in support, and then I'll get an opportunity to ask if there's anybody here in opposition. If they do, they'll come down and present their opposition, then you'll have a chance to rebut. So we'll handle it like that, and it'll probably move fairly quickly.
Okay.
Okay, if you can just stand down. You can just take a seat at the back there. This won't take long. Christina Potrica, you're here in support, I assume, Christina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. And Gavin Mills? Gavin is here in
up
support?
There too, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zoe Albee, here in support? Thank you. Arthur Blankstein. Arthur, are you here in support of this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Arthur. And Vern. Vern is here in support. Is there anybody else on this application in support who is not registered to speak? No? Anybody in opposition who is not registered on this item? No? Is there anybody here for information who is not registered on this item? Okay. This is a challenging application. We'll just ask maybe the lawyer, Mr. Sarbat, to come back up. We'll ask Councillor Mays if he has any questions.
No, actually.
Councillor, no? Everybody's good? We're acceptable? The conditions are acceptable?
We read the report over carefully. We agree with it.
Okay. I think that's all we need. Councillor, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Planner's good? Clerk's got all the information they need? The laws are looked after? Okay. Fire away, Councillor. You can stand down.
Thank you.
How are we going? I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary?
Aye.
Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process on property and development.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
Move that the following supporting reasons be provided. I think this application is in keeping with the nature of St. Anne's Road and has elicited no opposition from the community.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
Do you want
to? I'll pass the chair back to you,
Councillor.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. Item four is a closing of parts of Cabrera Road and Lee Boulevard, government road allowance, between Keniston Boulevard and Brady Road for incorporation into DASZ 8-2012 under file DAC 2A and 2B of 2013.
And we're doing this, so there's just one person here for this matter?
Okay. Okay. So I'll call the applicant, Les McLaughlin.
Where's Les?
It's Les.
There
he is. Les, if you'd like to address the committee and talk to us about the application.
Well, I believe that the application is a fairly standard application. It's pursuant to DASZ of 8 of 2012, which is basically the neighborhood plan for the Bridgewater Forest or the Bridgewater Trails. Southwest. This is just basically paperwork that's required to complete that DASZ.
Okay. I don't. Thank you.
Can I just put a quick? We have nobody here in opposition, no. I presume. And Les, when I read through this, I was a little taken aback by the fact that we were transferring the land for a buck. Many of these right-of-ways in here, these two are open and used, but the rest of the ones coming forward in the next one perhaps should have been closed a long time ago and should have been acquired by the developer before the application came forward. I see that, you know, with these we transfer the land for a buck, which apparently is policy. I actually had my eyes on these lands, not specifically just these, but there's other little bits and pieces of roads in the unplanned area in Waverly West, looking at using them as seed money for community center activities. So, it's an issue we have to take up with our administration, but I know that this is tied into the extension of Keniston, and so we'll move this forward tonight, but there should have been some discussion. I'm surprised that these closings didn't come with the original application. Usually they're heard jointly, the closings and the application.
Is that a question?
Is there? Whatever. Let's go.
Okay. If
there's no questions.
Okay. Is there anyone else registered in support of the application? Seeing none, I'll ask if anyone is registered or is here in opposition to the application. And seeing no one, is there anyone here for information on this application?
Right, seeing no one, I think we're ready to proceed unless you have any further questions.
Nope.
All right.
So I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? That's carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? That's carried.
I'll move the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service, although I don't like it, be concurred in. And forward it to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
All those in favor?
And I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All right. All those in favor? Contrary? That's carried.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to Council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by Council. Item 5 is a closing of Upham, Medina, and Mickle Avenues, Carrick Street, and the public lane south of Lee Boulevard, west of Keniston Boulevard for incorporation into DASZ 8 of 2012 under file DAC 3 of 2013.
Closing of some or all
of, because I think Medina is just a portion of it.
Well, Les is here to speak to this one. Perhaps
same
you can,
thing, Les, I'm assuming? Someone.
Pretty well.
Okay.
And so some of Upham? Is that
part of Medina. No, Medina actually Medina extends right to Waverly.
Yeah,
and that
right
would be
Waverly.
Through the southeast neighborhood, which has not been developed or applied for.
Okay.
But it's outlined on a map. So all you need to do is ask if there's anybody else here on the matter.
That's what I'm going to do. Anyone else here in support of this application, whether they've registered or not? No. Anyone else here for information on this item, either registered or not registered? Anyone here for information on this item?
registered or not. Seeing no one else to speak on this item, we'll come back to see if there are any final comments from Mr. McLaughlin or other. If not, then
nope.
Councillor Swindell.
I'm ready to move. I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary, that's carried.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service, while I don't like it, and it is closely tied to the extension of Keniston, which needs to get done, be concurred in and forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
All those in favor? Contrary, that's carried.
That the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary, carried.
Please note that the committee has made a further recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
Okay, we, Madam Clerk, we've got one more new item here on the other agenda that we'd like to do. We had an email that we forgot to deal with regarding George McDowell School. So with your, I don't think we need to suspend the rules. We do need to suspend the rules to hear. Okay, to move to suspend the rules to deal with an additional item on the previous agenda.
That's carried.
I will move that $350, $100 from the St. Vital Ward, $250 from the St. Norbert Ward be allocated from the per capita grant program to George McDowell Parent Advisory Council.
Well done. All those in favor? Aye. Contrary, that is carried.
I'll move adjournment.
We're done, Madam Clerk? All right.